I look upon the Baptist World Alliance, your part and our part in it, as an attempt to make a living expression of what can be now and what will be made perfect in Christ's great day. The Baptist World Alliance was created by Baptists to meet and unite across the races, across the languages, across the colors, across the cultures of mankind, and giving living purpose to the unity of Baptists in our world. A living purpose in caring and loving. One of the greatest works of the Alliance is in our relief and care department. Dr. Tiller has charge of this. Your love reaches into all parts of the world. And here, sir, I want to pay tribute before an international gathering that this seminary, of all institutions in the United States, is foremost, has first place in its expression of loving concern to our relief department. And we would like to say thank you. But not only in loving concern, we are gathering together our forces, we are trying to build up our powers, to take our strength in Christ to the enemy, wherever that enemy is. And the call today is go out and win, convert, and build up. That's your task, it's our task, it's our unity together, and this is what the Alliance is all about. You are in it, we are in it, because Christ is in it. Christ is in it, and that's why you're in it. And you have seen this morning, by the presence of my brethren and colleagues, how this now reaches even unto the ends of the earth. I only wish we'd had one of our brothers from Africa here, because that is the area of the world today where we believe that the Christian church is growing most rapidly. I wish we'd had some from South America, where the stories are wonderful but wonderful. But we are all in it. Please bear us in your prayers continually, and go with us with your love and concern.
I would like to underscore an invitation to all of you to come to a Baptist World Alliance Congress in miniature tonight at the First Baptist Church, during which time we will not take 20 minutes, but an hour and a half, to spread the word a little bit further and to tell a little bit more about what's going on in the world. I would like to present also, I should not ever overlook, a past president, Dr. V. Carney Hargrove. Carney, stand up, please, sir. These people know you. We appreciate you. It's a real blessing, the continued interest that the past presidents and officers have in the Alliance. So come tonight and join with us in a Baptist World Alliance meeting. Now, the benediction by Dr. James Sullivan, the immediate past president of Southern Baptist Sunday School Board. Dr. Sullivan.
May we pray together. We're so grateful, our Father, for the unity that is ours in love and faith. For we've met the Lord, and He's made us new by His divine power. Our hearts were melted and have been molded again in His image, and have been fused together by Thy grace. And we pray that every evidence of word and deed in our lives shall declare this to the world, that we shall be one because of Thy desire that we be fellow laborers in the vineyard about us. We pray that we may be lifted above the narrow provincialisms of our own selves, that we may lift up our eyes and see the distant horizons and the people beyond them that are worth more than the gold and the oil and the wealth of all the world. And may we see them through the eyes of Christ with compassionate concern and do what we can to make a world in the image of our Master, by His grace working through us as we are messengers of His transforming power. Dismiss us now with Thy loving grace, Walk with us in the way. And may we honor thee this day and forever, we pray in his name.